If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
All right, you have to love TikTok. Why? There's this gal who posted her 11-year-old daughter's wish list from Santa. And on this list, get this, there's Miss Dior perfume, which is about $80. She wants Marc Jacobs perfume, which is about $100. But wait, there's more. She wants a mini Prada bag, a shoulder bag, that's $750. The girl's 11 years old. Okay. Plus, she wants some red Converse shoes and a brand new iPad. And so the mother is like, okay, what do I do? Because I really just wanted a Cabbage Patch doll. So I was thinking about this. You know, what the mother really needs to do is to take her kid off of Instagram, because what 11-year-old who's not on Instagram wouldn't know anything about a Marc Jacobs perfume, a mini Prada bag? But you have to think about this. Santa can't do everything. But there are four stages of life for Santa. Did you guys and gals know this? I mean, do you think about this? Mm-hmm. Okay, first of all, you believe in Santa, right? Okay. Then you don't believe in Santa. Okay. Then all of a sudden, when you become a parent, you pretend to be Santa. And then when you get older, you start looking like Santa. Oh, I know. Hey, welcome to Tech Refresh. It's your weekly fun show about all things digital. And joining us, as always, there's the amazing Allie Seligman, our content queen at Commando.com. Hello there, Allie.
Hello.
And then we have Ben Bradley. He's our trusty news director. And what did we call you? The Baron of Batteries or the Bad Boy Battery?
Oh, I like that.
Oh, that was it.
Yeah, the Baron of Batteries. It was Battery Baron, but putting the oven between.
Oh, that sounds good. So much better. And then, of course, we have Matthew Heffel, and he is our millennial. And he helps all of us who are over 30 stay hip and cool. Right, Matt?
Hey, I'm here for you.
Just a quick reminder, we'd like you to rate, review, and follow the podcast. And make sure you say a few kind words about all of us, because that's how more people find our podcast. And just a quick reminder that Tech Refresh is brought to you in part by thecurrentnewsletter.com. That's right, I say thecurrentnewsletter.com, because that is the web address. And The Current Newsletter is an amazing email newsletter. It goes right into your inbox, and in 5 minutes or less, twice a week, you are totally up to date. And what? Yes, it's free. That's right, it's free. So sign up now while you're thinking about it. Head over to thecurrentnewsletter.com. And we're going to start this podcast already with the news, some important tech developments to keep you in the know. And Allie, you're up first.
Well, the internet broke again. Actually, AWS went down, Amazon Web Services, but it's basically the same thing now, right? When that goes down, a ton of sites do with it. So that included IMDb, Tinder, oh no, what are you going to do? Instacart, Venmo, Roku, Disney Plus, the McDonald's app, oh no.
Oh gosh, I couldn't get my McNuggets?
Exactly. Amazon Web Services, they provide cloud computing services. So companies, governments, universities, if they don't want to store their own data and provide their own computing power, they go with Amazon. Easy, right? But then when they have a big outage, all these sites and services go down. So normally we just talk about, you know, here were the sites that were down. Everybody was panicking online. But I got to thinking about the other implications it has. I saw a bunch of funny Twitter messages, people saying, hey, my Ring camera's down. My Alexa's down. I can't use that.
I know. You know what? I was having a little bit of a trauma yesterday because I said, you know, Alexa, play Christmas music. And she said, I'm sorry, I can't do that right now.
That is not in the holiday spirit.
Oh yeah, that red light I keep on for when I got, you know, when I'm in a meeting, I had to go turn it on and off manually.
Oh my gosh, no.
These are big life impacts.
I ordered
folks.
Sheets,
actually,
so and they're not here yet. So.
Well, exactly. That's the next part of it, right? So it wasn't just people in their houses couldn't get their iRobots to work. It was also people with deliveries. So the Amazon workers, Flex drivers, all the other workers, they couldn't access the apps and their routes to deliver things. So a lot of deliveries shut down yesterday, of course, in the busiest time where we've been saying for weeks and weeks, order your stuff early. So this is yet another little hitch. So, you know, it really makes you think, all these companies using Amazon, because it works, it's reliable, until it's not. Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's a really good point. See, like years and years ago, way back when in the internet, is that when you wanted to start your own website, you'd have to like get a server room, you'd have to get all these computers, you'd have to make sure that it was a certain temperature, and then you had backups and redundancy and other ways and UPSs. But see, now if you want to start a website, you go, oh, AWS, Amazon Web Services. And then you just put that sucker right up there. And then if you build it, yes, millions will come and you could be the next unicorn, except for when Amazon goes down. I wonder, Allie, if there's a number, like how much commerce online lost per minute that AWS was down. I mean, it's got to be tens of millions of dollars.
You know, I know Amazon's not going to help figure that number out. I did see one number that Netflix was down like 26% in views yesterday. Ooh. Because it was down. Oh, so that's, wow, a pretty darn big impact. You know, that's a quarter of their traffic.
And Amazon is just totally taking over, aren't they? I mean, it seems like every time you turn around, did you hear like they're getting into the 5G business now?
What?
I mean, this is real. I mean, I'm not making a joke, that if you wanted to actually have like give your employees like all of their smartphones and you wanted to have them all on your own 5G network, is that now you could go to Amazon and you say, hey, I have 100 employees, I have 500 employees, 1,000 employees, and I want it to be on the Commando network. And it's the 5G network. Now, when you think about this, your employer now has total access to your smartphone. Oh my gosh, everything that you do on it. And Amazon, they released this, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago. Nobody's really been talking about it, but they say that the thing that I read is that you could have your own wireless company network up in 5G in like a few days, which would be phenomenal. Yes.
Wow.
So right, should we look for an email for Commando 5G?
And then watch everybody freak out and go, well, then she's going to know every single thing that I do all the time. That would be crazy. All right. It seems like we're on an Amazon kick because, Ben, you want to talk about some more Amazon announcements?
Oh, yeah. They had before, you know, taking down the internet, they had a few things that came out in the last few days. A couple little things like, they added a smart home dashboard to Fire TVs, both, you know, the streaming sticks and the actual TVs. So you can link your smart home tech, you know, toggle on your lights. You can check out any cameras you have connected. And then with the Echo speakers, and if you're listening and you're near an Echo speaker, I'm going to be saying the word Alexa a lot, so you might move away.
That would be so annoying.
Yes. Yeah, I turned mine off before we got in here, so... For a while, they've had the Echo speakers and display. They've had the ability to listen for things like glass breaking and, you know, well, now they've added a couple of other sound detectors, things like water running. So, you know, kid leaves the faucet on for any, you know, set amount of time, you'll get an alert on your phone. Appliance beeping, too. So you have one in the laundry room, it'll let you know when the washing machine is finished.
Oh, how handy. But, yeah, how fun.
Yeah. Well, the thing that really caught my attention, and they announced this back in the fall, but now it's here, is the Alexa Together service. It's a remote caregiving service where Echo devices can basically keep tabs on your loved one, let's say an elderly relative who lives alone. So the scenario, as Amazon explains, and, you know, dad gets up in the morning, says, Alexa, start my day. And from that point on, you'll get push notifications, you know, when the Echo detects activity, make sure everything's moving around. And you can set reminders to tell them to take their pills. You can drop in. And there's this urgent response feature, so they can use Alexa to call for help. Or if it detects them falling, it'll call. And I wasn't even familiar that there was Amazon Emergency Services.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Basically, either.
Yeah.
Is this like the Alexa ambulance?
It'll contact.
Comes out with Prime delivery.
Prime ambulance.
But it only comes.
But it contacts them.
It comes slower if you are not a Prime member.
$2.99 if you want the extra.
Could be up to 5 days. So, you know, sit tight. But it's $20 a month or $200 a year. And that's after a 6-month free trial. You know, it's peace of mind and all that. But seriously, after everything we've talked about, what isn't Amazon into?
You know, I mean, we should do a podcast about that. Just like everything that Amazon is into. I mean, everything that Amazon has their arms around. I mean, it would be, the list would be crazy. We should do that. Let's put that on the list.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just the web services alone. I mean, you never know how important that is until it's just not there, until it's gone. It's kind of like air in that way. You
know? Well, let's move on from the other A to the other A. I'm talking about Apple. Okay, so Apple has these incredible little trackers called AirTags, and I love them. I have an AirTag, oh my gosh, every place. I have them in my cars. I have them on my bike. Let's see, in my briefcase. They are also in Barry's briefcase, on all of Barry's keys, on all of Barry's man bags. I think I should put one just like, you know, like permanently embedded into him because he loses stuff all the time. I mean, and, you know, I love him dearly, but it's like after a while you're like, oh, gosh. I mean, when you're, last time you're like, it's like, where's your keys? Well, I don't know where your keys are because you left them and I'm not really sure. You know, and so, you know, as like spouses, I've found like AirTags can really alleviate a lot of stress because when the person can't find something. But there's this thing that's going on right now with AirTags is that, so you're out at a restaurant and, or maybe out at a bar or club or whatever. And then some thieves are going to go there and like put little AirTags someplace on your car so that this way they can track your car wherever you're going. So meanwhile, you're half shot, you get into your car, you shouldn't be driving anyway. We know all that. And then when you get to your house, they're going to mug you and they're going to take your car. And so the whole thing is that if you have an iPhone, it's going to come to you and say, oh, we found an AirTag that's not yours near you. And most people go, yeah, whatever. Okay, so if you do that, just pay attention. Now, if you're on Android and somebody slips an AirTag, you're just not going to know. So if it not just on your car, maybe like somebody's going to slip one on your person. If you've got like somebody who's like stalking you, you got to be really careful with this. So make sure that you're always aware of your surroundings, right? And if you think that somebody could be slipping an AirTag someplace on your person or near you or in your possessions, you just need to get an iPhone.
I love that solution.
I mean, that's the bottom line. But over at Commando.com, I saw this great report that we did about the top 10 most stolen vehicles. And I was really surprised by this list. I mean, I thought for sure it was going to be like more exotic cars. Not really, right? I mean, you're looking at a Ford full-size pickup, which, by the way, I'm so super excited that I got my notification that I get to order my Ford F-150 electric truck.
Ooh, cool.
Yes.
Ooh.
I know. I'm really, and like, you know, Ian's like, you are ordering what? And I'm like, I'm so excited. I'm like, you know, you can take the batteries out and you can run like all your like gear if you're a contractor. And Ian's like,
that's awesome.
So like, so when do you have a saw? Yeah. And a drill bit? I mean, okay.
Details, right, Ian. Details.
There's just that little fun fact. Okay. We're sorry about that. A Chevy truck, a Honda Civic, a Honda Accord, a Toyota Camry, a Nissan Altima. I always like that car. I think it's from Nissan that they call it the Aspire. And every time I see one, I'm like, it's this little tiny car that's aspiring to be a real car one day. I mean, why would you call like a little? It's like, yes, it's like aspire. Yes, I'm going to be a real car. I just promise when I'm bigger. A GMC pickup, Toyota Corolla, a Honda CR-V, and a Dodge pickup truck. So I don't know if you noticed the trend, but there's a lot of pickup trucks on this list. But Teslas are not on the list. Do you know why? Because they don't have that new car smell. They have an Elon Musk. Right. Hey, stay right where you are, because coming up, we got a lot of things to cover. We're going to be talking about some great holiday and Christmas gifts. We have tech news that you can choose, because we want to make sure that you don't know the fake news. And then Matt, our dedicated internet scout, is going to talk about the Beatles and TikTok. And then, of course, Ben's got a great review. Oh, I want this, Ben. I really do. Next year on my Christmas tree, we're going to talk about some Wi-Fi LED lights. So stay right where you are.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcast FREE.
Hey, welcome back to Tech Refresh. It's your weekly fun podcast about all things digital. We like to make you laugh, and we like to entertain you, and we also like to, well, talk to you about some real important stuff. So before we get into some shopping tips, just want to remind you that Tech Refresh is brought to you by thecurrentnewsletter.com. So you could just sign up. You can see a sample, and it's tech news that you can use 5 minutes or less. You're totally up to date. No ads. It's free. You'll love it. Do it now. Head over to thecurrentnewsletter.com. Give us your email address. We're not going to spam you. Don't worry. Thecurrentnewsletter.com. If you don't like it, you can unsubscribe at any time. But I was looking at the unsubscribe rates, and I am just going to tell you that it's like 0.00000, I think, 8%. Is that it, Allie?
It basically doesn't exist. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So once you sign up, you're just going to love it. But before we talk about some really cool gifts, when you're out and about on the internet, you're bound to run into like these terms like Afterpay, Affirm, Klarna, PayPal. And this really shows up when you're about ready to check out and they say, hey, give us your credit card, or you can go ahead and get 4 easy payments at 0 interest rates. And you're like, 0 interest rate, 4 easy payments, and there's no credit check? Yes. It's called BNPL, Buy Now, Pay Later. And the companies are reporting like hundreds of percent of increase in sales like year over year. And why? Because more online retailers are adding them. And first of all, you always have to remember, paying cash is always cheaper than financing a purchase. So aside from using a credit card online, you might be tempted to use these buy now, pay later type of options. So as I mentioned, there's no credit check. Makes it really easy to use. They say that it's interest-free payments. So you might be sitting there like me, so it's interest-free payments. How do they make their money? Okay. Where is the catch? Where they make their money is in late fees. So if you miss one payment, then all of a sudden the late fees start racking up. And or you may opt to turn it into a loan. And sometimes those interest rates are anywhere between 10% and 30%. Oof. And just to put that into perspective, a new home loan is about 2%. All right. And you're probably making 6 or 7% on your money in the marketplace. So you really have to watch out for if you use Microsoft's Edge browser, which they just added this total integration because they want to help you make purchases. They use Zip, and then it charges $1 for every payment. So my advice is this. If you can't afford it, you don't buy it. Okay. But if it is something that you absolutely need, like let's say you're like Matthew and you have no sheets and you need sheets. Okay. Then you can put it on buy now, pay later. You need a mattress. I'm talking about like essentials. But if it's just like, you know, something nice that you'd like to have, like the mini Prada shoulder bag or anything along those lines, definitely don't do that. So let's talk about Christmas presents. Now, I can talk about my gifts because Barry doesn't listen to the podcast. So I'm always looking for something unique and fun. And so for unique and fun gifts, I head over to Etsy, because you always find some really cool things. And so I was looking for something for Barry that he could use in his office. And he, as you know, is a flight instructor. He loves planes and trains and, you know, ham radio and all that other stuff, you know. And if you don't know what ham radio is, just think of it like a Snapchat for older guys. I mean, that's what it is. And so I found him a real seat from a 747 plane.
Whoa.
It's a passenger seat.
Oh my
gosh. even has like the little seatbelt on it, and it has a little life preserver underneath. Okay.
That's incredible. So
it's a real seat from a 747, and then they turned it into an office chair. So it's on wheels.
That's so cool.
And so
that's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, you sent me the link to that.
So I was really, really excited about that. And then, Kip, if you're listening, these are a couple of gifts for you. He's really into Harley Davidson motorcycles. So again, on Etsy, I found a brick from the first Harley Davidson factory from 1918 in Wisconsin.
Oh, that's cool.
So
that's
awesome. I got him that. And then also for Kip, and this is also good for those people in your family, you know who they are, really big Donald Trump fans. I mean, you know, they are still lamenting the fact that Donald Trump is no longer president. You know, life would have been better with Donald Trump. We're not going to talk politics, but you just have that person. Everybody has that person in their family. And so for Kip, I found, I can't wait until he gets this. I found a Mount Rushmore, like, you know, with all the presidents. And then they added Donald Trump to the end. And, you know, he's going to call me up and he's going to say, you know, that's the way it should be. That's the way
my Hey, that's your angry radio caller voice.
Oh, you're right. That was. I'm sorry about that. Kim Komando, why did you say that? And you and Ben and Allie, you don't know what you're talking about. And why do you have that guy Matt there? I hate everybody. And then I always like, and they always end it with this, like, and I'm never going to listen to you ever again. Never. You know, so like, and then, but you know what's funny about the angry radio guy? He writes back.
Yeah, he always comes back, doesn't he?
He comes back. He comes back like 3 weeks later, sometimes 3 months later, and says, I told you I wasn't going to listen. And then it's so funny. Anyway, I digress. Ben, so what do you have on your gift list?
Okay, well, I had some unique things too, but I cannot bring them up at this point. We'll have to talk about that after Christmas,
okay.
But I do have some things, yeah. So, but some definitely, you know, general gift ideas. One thing before we get to that, I just want to mention I put together a list of my top 15 best reviewed products of this year, which is now a shopping guide at Komando.com. So I've got a photo frame, a motorized standing desk, minimalist wallet, a projector, all kinds of stuff like that.
You know, that photo frame makes a great gift. I'm actually giving one of those to Barry so that this way, you know, he's got, I don't know, 24 grandchildren. I don't know how many he has. And so that they can just send all the pictures to the photo frame for him. So anyway, that's a great gift.
Yeah. Well, some of the things I came across is like, wow, this is something I would like or that I, you know, could see giving to someone. Like one, the Ember Temperature Control Smart Mug 2. So basically, it's an app-controlled coffee cup. It comes in different sizes and colors. It keeps your coffee hot up to 145 degrees. Now, that's $130, but it's a pretty nice,
nice,
you know, great reviews, all that. So something else that I'm in the process of reviewing, it's not on the site yet, but the Anker Soundcore frames. So basically, you've got these sunglasses, and they've got speakers built into the arms, Bluetooth connected, 4 speakers, 2 mics, $200, but what's nice is if you get tired of the style, you don't have to go buy different sunglasses. You just buy the different frames.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, you got like and I know that Ian doesn't listen to our podcast either.
Baron, Ian, come on.
Is that I actually got Ian the Bose sunglasses for Christmas. Well, I mean,
nice.
From Santa.
Right.
Well, I didn't really have to buy them. I was like on my credit cards and I was looking at the rewards and the merchandise and I said, oh, these are good and the points are free. Okay, so.
Nice. Well, these glasses are $200, but if you pick different frames, they're $50 each and they've got a bunch of different styles. So kind of nice. Really looks good on top of a dresser, a wooden valet. Holds your keys, your glasses. And there's one I came across also doubles as a docking station.
Oh, that's cool.
Charge your phone, charge your smartwatch, and your wireless earbuds. Looks
how
really
much
nice.
Is, 50 oh, 50 bucks. That's great. That's a, you know what? That's a great gift.
Yeah. It's. I'll send you the link to that one. We're going to have to add that to one of our lists. And one of my all-time favorite smart home devices, the MyQ Garage Control. $20 right now.
So that's cheap.
Open your garage door from anywhere.
That is cheap.
And you get alerts like if it's left open and all that. Last thing that I really saw, for people who really love their dogs and cats, a heated pet bed. A heated pet bed that automatically warms up only when your pet is lying there.
Oh.
Comes in different sizes. Medium goes for $63. Bucks.
No, Allie, what about Nova? What are you going to get Nova for Christmas?
Oh, she needs some new toys. She is a, you know, she'll play with her favorite toys for a while and then decide to destroy them.
Sure.
That's kind of her cycle. So she's needing some new stuff. Also, this is not tech related at all, but everyone should know this. I've gone full crazy person and I have started making Nova's food myself. So
I'm in
no way. Yeah. Have you?
I have. Yeah. It's so easy. It really is so easy. It's just like ground turkey, rice, some vegetables, and then you have to use special like vitamin powder, like all the enriched stuff that would be in normal dog food. But it's so easy, and she loves it.
You know what? You're my idol. I mean, you know, I just buy like the fresh pet in the grocery store and cut that up because the canned stuff is just nasty.
Yeah, and the dry food, they're, you know, she just looks at that like, seriously, you're going to make me eat this? Yeah.
Okay, see, now let me tell you something. You started a cycle that you cannot end. I mean, there is no way after this that she's going to go back to any type of pet food kibble. She's going to be looking at you like, really? What planet are you from?
I mean, no way, lady.
Yes.
Although I did get some of that, the fresh stuff from the store, and she likes that. So if I'm feeling lazy, I can always just buy that.
All right, so what do you have for us, Al?
Okay, I went looking for, I feel like most of us probably have the big ticket items that we're going to get people, like their main gift that they really want. And so I'm in the mode of like, okay, what are the little filler gifts to get for people? And Kim, you inspired me, something that we both have and love, those arc lighters,
love
which
those
are
arc lighters.
USB charged lighters. You never have to fill them with lighter fluid or anything. You just charge them. They're awesome. But we've talked about those before. A few others that I think are great little gifts. There you go. Yeah. they really are amazing.
They
and
are phenomenal.
The first time someone sees them, it's like, what?
No, they do. I mean, they sit there and they go, oh my gosh, what is that? And it's like a party trick because you pull this thing out and then you look at it and then you just hit a button. It's like, oh, I just lit a candle without like having to worry about where is the Bic lighter? Nobody smokes. You can't find a match book anywhere.
Oh,
these are great. Yes, exactly. It's like folding a map.
Yeah. Sorry, Matthew. Make sure that every once in a while you clean the end of it because they get kind of built up with gunk from the wicks. And so eventually they won't really light nicely. So, you know, just every so often when it gets kind of cruddy, just go in and wipe it off and it's fine.
Well, I was just going to tell Matt the definition of a matchbook.
Oh, I was confused by map.
Okay. Well, you used to go to the restaurants and then at the front, they would have like a box of matches with the restaurant's name and phone number on it. So this way, when you went home to have your cigarette or pipe or whatever it is that you'd be like, oh, you light it up and go, oh, that was such a great time at that Italian restaurant.
Were they sitting around on their bearskin rug smoking out of a large stovetop pipe with their 10-gallon hats on? Because that makes sense.
Exactly, yeah. And and after that, we did fold the map and then have to get off of your butt to turn the TV channel. There was no remote. I was
so
my parents' remote. They used to call me and say, Kim, get here and change the channel, right? I mean, that was bad. All right, Al, I digress. What else you got on your list?
All right, those rechargeable hand warmers. So they're these little, you know, circular fits in the palm of your hand. Again, you charge it on a USB. And this is really good for if you live somewhere cold, have one in your purse or in your bag, pull it out, turn it on, and it's a little hand warmer. It never dies, never runs out. It's not like the ones you snap and you have to throw away after. So those are pretty cool, fit in stocking. Milk frothers. I really like these, and I think they're a good little gift for somebody who makes their own coffee at home. You know, an easy way to make a latte without anything fancy. They're seriously like $15 or cheaper. This one, okay. I have not tried this myself. The reviews are great, and I've read a lot of, you know, not just Amazon reviews, so actual reviews that I think are trustworthy, but it's called the Pure Wine Wand Purifier Filter Stick. Lots of words. Mm. But basically, it says that it removes histamines and sulfites from wine so that you don't get as hungover or feel as bad after drinking wine.
Mm. Oh, wow. That's
I know.
Great.
I'm going to have to try it.
I'm going to say, I was just saying, I think I'm going to buy that for a friend.
Science experiment.
I think.
Science, yeah. Just buy it for science, Kim. It also says that, you know how, you know, if wine's been sitting out a little too long and it gets a little bit gross, it says that if you put one in there, it restores oxidized wine. So, I don't know. These things could be useful.
I thought oxidized wine.
Do you have all these over at commando.com?
We certainly will by the time people are hearing this, yes. And then we've also got this one for the chocolate lover in your life. I think these are so cute. They're called hot chocolate sticks. They basically look like little popsicles, and you put it in a hot cup of milk, and it dissolves and makes a really fancy cup of hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
Ooh, I'm going to get those for Ian. You know what? That's something he would actually use.
I'll send you the link. All right. And then last on my list, this one's kind of out there, but it looks so cool. And I know this is a podcast, so I can't, you know, it'd be better if I could show you, but they're basically fire colorant. So it's this little brick that if you have an outdoor fire pit or a fireplace in your house, You throw it in there with the logs, and it makes colorful flames. Oh. And it looks so cool. Yeah, it's really awesome. Oh, this is like a good holiday party trick kind of thing. And they're so cheap, $7 for a pack of six of these.
Yes, sign me up. You know what, Allie, that's a great list. And I don't know if you heard, but Christmas gifts are going to be delivered on January 8th this year instead of December 25th. It's all because of Santa. He's been asked to quarantine for 14 days.
Oh, no.
Hey, if you're not already getting our digital tech update and our digital life hacks, make sure that you do that. Wherever you get your podcasts, just make sure you search for Commando and go ahead and subscribe to our daily tech update and our digital life hacks. Now it's time for America's favorite podcast game show sensation, where you choose the fake news, because fake news, false information stories, it's all the buzz. There's all these headlines. And of course, as we scroll through, we see one fake news story after another. And then, of course, there's always that family member who says, no, this is true. This is not false. Facebook should not be taking this off my feed. So we're going to present you, the home listener, some tech headlines. We have two real and one fake. That's right. Two real headlines and one fake. It's up to you to decide which one is the fake headline. And Ben, it's up to you this week to stump us all.
Are you ready?
So ready.
Yes.
Okay. All right, here we go. So to raise awareness for the importance of recycling your old electronics, a British company broke a Guinness World Record by stacking 1,496 recycled washing machines into a gigantic pyramid, topping out at about 44 feet tall.
Okay, maybe. Okay, number two.
A 25-year-old urban legend surrounding the classic video game Super Mario 64 was proven true by a 14-year-old in Ohio who last month managed to unlock Luigi as a playable character. No big prizes, but he did get a shout-out on Twitter from the Japanese game director behind it, who, at 69 years old, still works at Nintendo.
Oh, okay. All right, finally, number three. This is tough.
A Chinese rover that's been exploring the far side of the moon since 2019 spotted something peculiar. A strange, cube-shaped object that's since been dubbed Mystery House. Of course, speculation is running wild as to what it actually could be.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. So we have three headlines. What do you think, Alt? Remember, which one is the fake one? We have two real and one fake.
Okay, I think the washing machines is too weird to make up, so I'm going to say that's real.
I agree.
Can use
How about
some
you,
good
Matt?
Environmental stunts, yeah.
What do you think, Matt?
I feel like I would have seen the Luigi thing. I really am into Nintendo, so I feel like that would have been something that I would have seen. So I don't think that one's real. I think that one's the fake one.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And we all believe that China would have this Mars rover, or, you know, not the Mars rover, the moon rover, I guess, going all around. And I'm sure it is, right? Don't you think?
Mystery House, sure.
Yeah. Okay. So I think we're all in agreement. We are going for number two, correct, team?
Yes. Right? Mario,
yep.
Luigi.
Luigi.
Okay. Mario, Luigi. What do you say, Ben?
What I say is I really thought I had
it. Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes. We won.
It seemed like the most believable one.
You know,
too much time. It would have been solved before now, you know?
I play a lot of Mario 64, too. I would have seen that.
Oh, well.
It is a real urban legend. And that the director guy really does still work at
all right.
At Nintendo. I did look that stuff
up. Well, better luck next time, Ben, you know?
Yeah. Mm, yeah.
Oh, well. All right, stay right where you are, because coming up, Matt's going to be telling us what's going on the internet that's all hot and trending, and so we can all sound hip and cool. And then, of course, Ben is going to have a review, this time with some twinkly lights for your Christmas tree.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
Welcome back to Tech Refresh. It's your weekly fun podcast about all things digital. And just a quick reminder, We are begging you. That's right. We are begging you. We are not beyond that. Where we want you to subscribe to The Current Newsletter. So head over to thecurrentnewsletter.com. Twice a week, you're going to get a great newsletter from us about some top tech headlines and tips, tricks, and secrets. 5 minutes or less, you're totally up to date. You can see a sample, and you can sign up right now over at thecurrentnewsletter.com. And Matt is our dedicated internet scout. And what the heck is the web talking about this week?
So not just the web, but I feel like the whole world was talking about this last week. The new Beatles documentary that just came out on Disney Plus. Has anybody watched that yet?
Watched all three parts.
Oh, wow.
So the internet, a lot of the people that are on the internet never had heard of the Beatles or had never listened to their music before this documentary came out on Disney Plus. And for people that did know the Beatles, it might have changed their perspective on who is their favorite Beatle or whatever. It's kind of interesting to see the dynamic between them. So the documentary takes place in 1969 as they're recording their final album. And it's just kind of interesting to see, like, you know, Paul McCartney comes off as a diva and Yoko Ono comes off as a little more crazy than you might have thought. And it's just a really interesting. So the internet has kind of taken hold. And one of the interesting things is that this week, one of the producers of the documentary came out and said that Disney, in the production of this documentary, wanted them to take out all of the smoking. And it's a 6-hour documentary. I feel like that would have made it like 20 minutes.
That is something. Seriously. I mean, you know, I don't know if you know this little fun fact. I mean, what did the other Beatles say when John married again? Said, oh no. Yoko Ono. All right.
I got it.
All right. So the next one, La Petite Chef.
Yeah.
What?
So there are these restaurants in Europe called La Petite Chef, and it is the most adorable thing I've ever seen in my life. So they are tables where there is a projector above them that shines down on the table, and it tells a story of tiny little people working on a farm that is the table and the plate itself, and they are growing the food and throwing it onto your plate, and then once the entire dish is created, then an actual server will come out and bring out an identical plate with that meal on it. And they go through all the seasons this way.
Wow.
So they go through spring, fall, winter, and summer. And they have a different dish that is created by these little tiny projected people on the table. So there's none in America right now. It's only in Europe. It's mostly in Germany and Switzerland and that kind of area. But there are talks of it coming to New York and LA shortly.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. You know, it reminds me of the petite psychic who escaped jail. It was a small medium at large. Okay, and then you have the top TikToks of 2021.
Yes, I do. So TikTok got even bigger this year. It had been growing for a while, but due to the pandemic in 2020 and then 2021 it continuing, TikTok just kind of exploded. And so some of the biggest TikToks of the year, we'll start with number 3, which is Katherine Benson. And she had these amazing TikToks where she was organizing her entire house in like a really meticulous way. So she would organize her kitchen by pulling out little plastic bins and organizing the Capri Sun packets in a perfect line and having all of the, you know, cheeses in their own little block and like organizing it perfectly. And that got 88 million views on TikTok.
Jeez.
I wonder if you like thought about all the time people spent watching that, they could have organized their own.
Just saying, you know, right?
So then we get to number 2, which is back to the old bread and butter of TikTok, which is cute animals. So Chipmunks of TikTok is its own whole thing on TikTok. And there's these videos of these chipmunks running up and stuffing their cheeks with nuts. And it's the cutest thing. If you haven't seen it, you got to check it out. But that video did 270 million views.
Wow. Yeah.
We need a commando chipmunk.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
And then the number 1 video of the entire year was David Allen. And this is a video where he basically just takes a drone, goes out on top of a hill, and dances to a popular song. That's it. That's the entire video. And it went gangbusters on TikTok. It did 314 million views on TikTok this year.
Staying alive.
Just one video. It was insane.
I know. What are we not doing? I mean, we're doing something wrong here, guys. We are.
So my favorite TikTok of the year, I thought I'd give it an honorable mention. I talked about this recently, was John Graz, which is Bones or No Bones Day. which is where the dog, every morning, they wake him up, and whether or not he stands up, it depends on whether or not you're going to have a bones day. So thought I'd give that an honorable mention. Their best TikTok did 17 million views.
Wow. That's amazing. Great job, Matt. Now I feel like I know what's going on the internet, and I also feel like I've empowered you to, like, what is a matchbook? I mean, you can now play Jeopardy, that you're going to be armed with all this. Stay right where you are, coming right up. Ben has his review about Twinkly Lights you don't want to miss. And then I have a Christmas joke that you're going to want to really hear, so that this way all your family members and friends and folks that you know, you can tell it to them over the holidays and just laugh like crazy.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
Hey, welcome back to Tech Refresh. It's your weekly fun podcast about everything digital. And of course, I just want to remind you about the Current newsletter. I'm not going to go through it all. Just go ahead and sign up. You're going to love it. Go to thecurrentnewsletter.com. I mean, how's that for just a whole great ad? Wouldn't it be great if everything just said that? Just buy it. You're going to love it. But that's why we have Ben, because Ben will tell us whether or not we should be buying
things. Because that's what annoys
like
me most about this time of year. It doesn't matter how well I pack them away. Every year, there are going to be Christmas lights come out of the box that don't work. And then you go to the store, limited options. So I got to try these actual smart string lights made by a company called Twinkly that's based in Italy. They make all kind of lights, all kinds of lights. But these are Bluetooth and Wi-Fi. You have an app with all kinds of different effects. And so they send me 250 lights, which it's made for kind of a smaller tree. And we have 11 trees around the house. Yeah, so.
Of course you do.
So I decided, well, okay, that's not really enough. So I go buy two sets of the 600s and wrap the tree in these things. And you map them. You use the app and the phone camera to map. So the app knows exactly where each light is. And so it knows how to sync the different settings. And, you know, I told you this the other day, it's like one of those funny things you never thought you'd hear is like, well, I'm waiting on the Christmas light firmware to update before I can do the next, you know. So it's just, you can't get over that.
But I'll tell you, the videos that I've seen that you have on the website, it's phenomenal. It looks so great. I want this next year. I do. And I want it to be all synced to like Andrew Bocelli. I mean, singing Christmas songs. I mean,
exactly.
Amazing.
Well, you got the...
Ben, how much did it cost for the two sets for your big
I got them on sale, but they were $200 each. So, and that's for, So the 250s for like a small 6-foot tree or smaller, $120. But get the microphone too, because you can do all the effects without it, but the microphone is what syncs it to music.
So how many Ben heads do we give the Twinkly Lights?
Four and a half. And the half is only deducted because they're kind of expensive.
So maybe you just need to leave your Christmas tree up all year long.
I could. You know, I can turn it green for St. Patrick's Day.
Amateurize it. Yeah, exactly. I mean, why take it down? I mean, just leave it up.
Oh, okay.
You know, red for Valentine's Day. You know, you get all this. I mean, think about this. Think out of the box, Ben. So you can read the entire review over at commando.com. And of course, I want to leave you with a joke. I want to leave you smiling and laughing. Now, this is a joke that you can tell, like I mentioned, all your family members and friends. It's nice and clean. Kind of. Well, it is. All right, so here's a Christmas gift to a friend. The guy says, hello, is this the police? And the police say, hey, what do you want? He says, I'm calling to report my neighbor Billy. He's hiding marijuana inside the logs of firewood inside his woodshed. And the police say, oh, wow, thank you for being such a concerned citizen. We so appreciate the call. The next day, the police go to Billy's house. They search the woodshed where, guess what? They found all the firewood. So then they had to bring out a whole nother crew, and using axes, they split open every piece of wood. But they didn't find any marijuana. They told Billy, we don't know why this person called, and we're sorry that we disrupted your life and your holiday season. And then somebody calls Billy, And it was the guy. He says, "Hey, Billy, did the police come?" And Billy says, "Oh, did they chop all your hardwood?" He said, "Yeah, they did." And the guy said, "Merry Christmas, buddy." All right. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to leave us a great 5-star review and say some kind words. And if you ever want to drop us a note about the podcast, the email address that everybody sees. Yes, everybody. So don't be that angry guy, all right? Because we only want happy messages, especially now in the holiday season. It's podcasts@commando.com. That's podcasts@commando.com. Allie, Ben, and Matt, great job as always. And we'll see you here next week.